In period one, starting at 12 and ending at 11:30, Team Blue receives three penalties. 15 Blue a hooking penalty at 12, 26 Blue a tripping penalty at 11:45, and 3 Blue a roughing penalty at 11:30. Because the minimum number of players that a team can play with is two players and a goalie, or as we like to say, 4-on-2, 3 Blue's penalty cannot start until there is space for it to start. That would be at the expiry of 15 Blue's penalty. So 15 Blue's penalty started at 12 and ends at 10, or on a goal. Then we were playing 4-on-3. When 26 Blue got their penalty at 11:45, that dropped us to 4-on-2. There are now two penalties on the clock. Since 3 Blue's penalty cannot start because there's no space on the clock, they must wait until 15 Blue's penalty has expired. Assuming there was no goals, 15 Blue's penalty expired at 10. However, we cannot release anybody because we still need to be playing 4-on-2 because 3 Blue and 26 Blue are still serving penalties. Therefore, 15 Blue, even though their penalty has expired, must remain in the penalty box until there is space for them to go out and the play moves to 4-on-3. This would happen when 26 Blue's tripping penalty expires. So at 9:45, when 26 Blue's tripping penalty expires, 15 Blue gets released. 26 Blue still has to stay in the penalty box, or else we would move to 4-on-4 when we're supposed to be at 4-on-3. 26 Blue must wait until 3 Blue's penalty expires. At that point in time, we would be back on to 4-on-4. 26 Blue goes out. Because we can't move to 5-on-4, 3 Blue has to remain in the penalty box until there is a whistle so that they can safely leave the penalty box without putting too many players on the rink.